What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's offense matchup show. And joining me, as always, is Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the offensive show. Had an amazing defensive show talking about how the Ravens can contain Metcalf and Washington, really, with either Wiggins, Humphrey, safety over the top, and then Hamilton specifically for Washington. And then also, if the Ravens' four-man pass rush can get some consistent pressure against Rodgers, hit him, get him uncomfortable, and let's see if we can force him to make some mistakes.
Yeah, this is a team that forces a ton of missed tackles, and containing Warren and Gainwell, whether it's run or pass, very important. I think a lot of that responsibility obviously falls to the two inside linebackers. And then the three safeties versus Rodgers, even though Hamilton plays slot corner, obviously is really used in a lot of different ways. And they need to figure out how to best deploy those players. All strategies should be on the table. Nothing held back from the playbook, obviously, for a game like this. But Rodgers is hurting, and the safeties getting home is going to be a factor. It could be the safeties allowing the corners to get home. Even could be Marlon Humphrey has a big game as a pass rusher. But whatever the case, I think the safeties will play a very key role. Let's move over to the offense now. What are you starting with?
Yep. First offensive matchup today is the Ravens' point of attack versus the Steelers' front seven. It's going to be crucial that we can win the line of scrimmage. Obviously, with any football game, that's what you want to do. But this week with the Ravens, it's crucial because if they cannot establish the run with Derrick Henry, it's going to be a long game. We've come to figure that out. The majority of their losses and even their win streak when we've struggled is because we've struggled to run the ball consistently, and it hasn't helped Lamar in the passing game as well. So I think it has to be an emphasis in the game plan to have some more man concepts in terms of the run scheme, just getting a hat on a hat, less of this zone run scheme, and just trying to push this Pittsburgh Steelers defense around, who has been pushed around in recent weeks, especially last week against the Bills, where Cook went off for over 100 yards and it almost seemed easy. So I think if you can get Henry in that situation, and then I do want to see Keaton Mitchell with a couple touches against this weak defense, because if he can get going in the open space, it could be a problem for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So really, it all starts with the point of attack, Linderbaum, and let's see if Emory Jones can handle his first action against Cameron Hayward. Obviously, this is a later career Cameron Hayward, but let's see if he can. Is going to be a welcome to NFL moment for him, really, because he's going against a veteran, a savvy veteran. And then let's see if Voorhees can keep up to on his side. And then really, it's going to be interesting, because if we can't control the line of scrimmage, it's going to be bad again.
I mean, that certainly is a possibility. That's what Pittsburgh tries to do to other teams is control the line of scrimmage effectively on both sides of the ball. Cameron Hayward is having a fantastic year, by the way. He's had 26 defensive wins and zero missed tackles. I've never seen a number that high with zero missed tackles, I can tell you that. So very impressive season he's having. I think he's very central to this. I picked a similar topic talking about the Ravens interior offensive line versus the Pittsburgh interior defensive line, which in a way is a subset of what you're doing. I'll stick with the point of attack football for a moment. Ricard needs to be in there delivering key blocks. The Ravens need to make their level one blocks. What was interesting about this last week was Daniel Fa'alele had a much better game moving in space, and he made all of his pulls and all of his level two blocks. It was like 3 for 3 on pulls and 5 for 5 on level two blocks. He hasn't had a game like that this year. He normally misses a lot of level two blocks due to a combination of ponderous slow footedness and indecisiveness. He's obviously both those problems pretty significant for Daniel, but this last week, you know, if it were to be a sign of things to come for these last six games, could be a big deal. He was a little bit off as a pass rusher this last week, which was kind of a bummer, but hopefully he'll be able to maintain that. I'm with you though on the point of attack football. Henry has been more effective running between the tackles, and so that's something that I think the Ravens will want to continue. And I think one of the things in terms of point of attack football they have to think about is if they want to run some sort of mesh concept as a significant part of the game, and I don't know if they even can. Lamar missed practice today. He was limited yesterday. That just doesn't strike me as a guy who's all of a sudden going to be running the football again. It sounds like to me he's going to be throwing the ball, and that probably means at the very worst, or at the very least, you maybe want to go back to pistol as a formation instead of sidecar, and make Lamar the outside threat instead of the inside threat where he can pick his gap and go. He's very good at that when he's healthy, but just honestly, you need to avoid hits at this point in the season for Lamar, given what's happened to date. All right, I'll move on. I've only got a couple more points to make in terms of the Ravens' interior offensive line versus the Pittsburgh interior defensive line, and that's they really need to maintain pocket integrity for Lamar. They need to win their doubles as needed, particularly versus Benton and Hayward. They have a bunch of other guys who aren't particularly good, or they haven't played that much. So it'll be interesting. Their backup guys on the inside are frankly just not that terrific. So it'd be nice if they have a chance when the guys are on the field. It's kind of like Watt being off the field. You want to make hay. If you see Yaya Black on the field or.
Black does have some juice to him, though. He does. He does manhandle a couple people.
In the run game, you're saying, or in the pass?
Yes, game? And in the run game.
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd agree with that, but it's not worth debating here anyway. Black is a guy that I hope they could take advantage of in here. Henry needs to be more effective. Henry has been more effective between the tackles. He needs to be more effective breaking tackles when he gets to the. Very weak backup ILB core, and I'll have that as a second thing, but they might be playing without Patrick Queen. It certainly looks like that might be true anyway this week. He didn't practice on Tuesday or Wednesday, I believe. So that's it for the Ravens IOL versus the Pittsburgh IDL, since there was a lot of spillover into your front seven topic also.
No, completely agree. I think maintaining a pocket is definitely the main key, especially if Lamar is not going to be 100%, which he hasn't been all year, essentially. Really just keeping him clean. Let's give him some time to dissect the field and just get the receivers opportunities to get open downfield and then give us a fighting chance. I think that's the main thing we want with the offensive line. But moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens pass pro versus the Steelers pass rush. I mean, we've had an offensive line heavy theme so far, but it's crucial that we are able to neutralize this Pittsburgh pass rush because they can come after you, especially with TJ Watt, who's on a tear this year as well. Like he always is. Like you said, Cameron Hayward has had multiple defensive wins and not one missed tackle. So he's on a tear as well. So, and then you have Highsmith as well. So they have a formidable pass rush. They can come off the edge. Stanley hasn't had a good year. Rogers hasn't had a good year. It's going to be tough, especially if we're going to see some stunts coming in the inside. Our guards have their issues. Are they going to be able to pass off at the right time. It's going to be an interesting game in terms of, can Lamar call the right pass protection at the line to help the offensive line? I know that one sack Lamar took where the defender came right free off the edge. I don't know who we can credit that to. I don't know if that's Lamar has to tell the offensive line to slide, or is that Linderbaum making sure the offensive line knows to slide as well. So I don't know.
Or Lamar has to read hot and get the ball out.
That too as well. But it seemed like he had no chance. It was tough. Real tough on that play. But less of that, more communication, more sure of what to do. Having I really don't want to see any five-man protection. We need to see a chip and a back end most of the time. And then we need to see our receivers win on the outside, because we have to keep Lamar clean. We have to give him a fighting chance this week. Because last week I feel like we did a decent job of keeping it clean, but it was, he couldn't make the throws to win the game.
That's right. That's right. He had a terrible, terrible game with ample time and space and with ball out quick both. Well, I looked at last week and the Buffalo Bills started two backup offensive tackles. And I mean, they're true nobodies. Alan Anderson, their sixth offensive lineman, was one of them. And Vandermeek, I'm not sure the guy's name exactly, but was the other. And
hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
They held Pittsburgh without a sack. They held Pittsburgh without a sack from the edge rushers anyway. Those guys, those two were were held down. Watt is in a really tough 4-week stretch right now. And right now there are a lot of people on the Pittsburgh boards who are claiming that they're wondering what's really wrong. It's very similar to the kind of slump that Lamar's in, that like they just can't remember any time in his career where he's actually had two sacks in the last four games. It's not like it's not the kind of not the kind of slump we're used to.
Right. It's not JJ Watt production, but
yeah, but it's also it kind of plays pretty well against the Lamar lack of production the last four games in terms of our last three games anyway versus four for Watt. Watt signed to a huge deal. It'd be one of the big things for the Ravens if Watt's deal suddenly went south on this team, because they have to pay him through 2027. It's all guaranteed. Yep. And 2028, they can get out of the contract. That is a long way away if Watt is effectively done right now. And I hope it's true. I kind of don't entirely believe it, but I really do hope it's true, of course.
Yeah, I think if we can get someone like Watt out of the picture in the AFC North, it could definitely be a plus.
So the other component of stopping the Pittsburgh edge rusher is going to be chip blocks. Last week, we got good pass blocking from a lot of different players, but the chip blocks from Rasheen Ali were outstanding. So they gave up more pressure than you would probably like. Most of that was not on the offensive line, or a lot of it was not on the offensive line. They had likely give up one sack, and they had four other times where an unblocked pressure was generated. So you kind of have to tip your hat to the Bengals and just say they knew how to get home against the Ravens without by getting a free runner. And that was a lot of Lamar's trouble, frankly. You mentioned one of those occurrences, when you were talking about it. But the Ravens are going to have to do some good chip blocking. I don't mind if Ali gets a pretty fair share of snaps. It'd be ideal if the Ravens could run the ball 60% of the time in a game like this, after how effective they've been running against Pittsburgh last couple of times they played them.
Yeah, running around the whole yard with them, especially in the playoff game. I mean, I've never seen a playoff game where we dominated, especially Pittsburgh, like that.
Yeah, that was one of the most dominant halves of football they've ever played in the first half of that game. Any opponent, any time. So. Yeah. All right, moving on. I'll take the Ravens play action offense versus the Pittsburgh backup inside linebackers. So Malik Harrison will likely be playing in this game in place of Patrick Queen, or maybe playing this game in place of Patrick Queen. He's an old friend. He misses a ton of tackles. He's like Queen in that way. Probably not as good in some of the other elements like rushing the passer, maybe even dropping to coverage. They need to take advantage of that. Certainly Lamar does. And when I say play action, I mean being under center, having the threat to hand it off, and then also being willing to either pass or run in such situations. But put those inside linebackers in a position where they're either freezing or maneuvering themselves out of position and attempt to replicate some of the things that Buffalo did with the run game. Now, a lot of Buffalo's run game was predicated on lining up very heavy and all loaded off to one side, where Pittsburgh just seemed to not know how to match up against it. I don't know if the Ravens are going to be able to replicate that, but they could certainly try. And the old teams, some of the old teams in the early Harbaugh years from 08 to about 2010 in particular, ran a lot of unbalanced formations that might be a lot of fun against the Steelers team, given what they look like against Buffalo. And the last thing is when you're calling for a lot of play action, you want to see the tight ends getting between level two and level three. And you also want to see Zay Flowers crossing, punish overcommitment to the run and get inside that level two, level three area and make plays.
Yeah, completely agree. Sorry.
It's late.
Yeah. Do you think now that Mark Andrews has this extension, do you think that the Ravens are going to be trying to overutilize likely in terms of, you know, trying to use their asset as much as they can before, you know, it ends his contract and his duration, or are they going to continue to try and run the offense through Mark?
Okay. So there's a lot you've already built in. There's an assumption on there is likely not going to be resigned. I think that's probably the case, is that they're not right. going to resign likely. There's no benefit in my opinion to anything that might might minimize Likely's value on the open market. The Ravens are incented to use him as much as is appropriate to right. maximize his value come December. And I think that involves not overutilizing him and not underutilizing him both. Andrews, when he overutilized in past years, has looked very bad. And you know, the marginal targets, I always
except that one
you year. Know posited yeah is had been a really big problem except that one year you're saying he said he
except had 21
I want to see season. 21 targets. Yeah, take a look. I thought he had 9 interceptions one year. I thought it was 21 that were thrown his way.
His career year,
I think so. I'm gonna look it up right now, because hey, we need to know this, right? So let's see. Mark Andrews receiving, I got to remember what the year was. So in 21, he did have a great year, but he had 9 interceptions throwing him the ball. The rating, passer rating throwing him the ball was only 95.
Okay. But that's when he had the 1,400 or 1,200 yards?
1,361 yards that year.
Gotcha.
So he had 149 targets, and he was getting a lot of marginal contested catches. In fact, I'll give you his contested catches here. He had 30 contested attempts in each of 21 and 20. And in 20, he had 30 on only 105 targets. So actually in 21, it was a little bit better. But Jackson had kind of a slump before he got hurt in 21, and threw a lot of interceptions, and they were mostly on balls thrown to Andrews. So, okay. I'm sorry. Did you have anything else to add to the backup, taking advantage of the backup instead of linebackers with play action?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward. I think the Ravens can utilize play action and really just establishing a run with Henry, and then just making Keaton Mitchell be felt in the game. Mm-hmm. All helps towards play action, of course.
Yeah. Is this a game where you would try and utilize more pony backfield as a way to generate misdirection that is not Jackson related?
Well, 100%, because you have probably, like you said, Harrison playing middle linebacker. So mm-hmm. let's put that speed out there and really test them to see if they can get sideline to sideline against a guy like Mitchell, and then have the discipline to stay in the gap if Lamar decides to give to Henry on those pony looks. I think I want to see more of what they did in the second half of the Cincinnati game, extending the run game outside of a handoff. Get Henry the ball in space against these linebackers where there's no D linemen, where they kind of did like the abbreviated screen with Ricard. Mm-hmm. To start continuing to do those things. It doesn't have to be a screen, but send four verts and then send Henry on a quick little hitch and then give him the ball and let him work, or on a quick out and let him work. These things are ways you can get yards. You don't have to ram the ball down the middle of the defense to get 2 or 3 yards. You can do that effectively by just doing a short pass in space. So I think if the Ravens continue to build those kind of concepts in the scheme this week, it's definitely going to make it easier.
So extend the run game via the pass. So yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd be for that. I think getting the ball out of space, very important with Lamar, you know, the way he is right now. So hopefully they can just get him a little more time in the pocket. Yeah. and be effective. But
and it's been crazy because every time we've seen Henry get the ball in the terms of the receiving game, he's exploded. I mean, you could tell he's hungry to get to the second, third level, but it's just been a struggle this year outside of the Bills game.
Yeah. All right. Frazier, always great talking football with you. Where can folks talk with you online if they want to?
You guys can reach me on Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Thanks for listening, folks. As always, use hashtag Film Study Mailbag. Again, I'm always looking for short video topics. So if you have something you think I can answer in 1 to 3 minutes, I'll take any question, honestly. We'll either put it on a show or we'll maybe make a video out of it if it can be answered in 1 to 3 minutes. And particularly, I like things where it's explaining something that you don't hear explained every day. And I'd be happy to do those kind of things. If it's about methodology, that's fine. If it's about football, that's fine. But I'd love to hear from you. And as always, you can hit me at Film Study Ravens with those ideas. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.